I have been trying my best to seek the face of the Lord and preach some messages that'll be faith building and just really, and we take the message we preach here, and they're aired on WHHV, WNLB, and WGFC. We edit them and take those messages, and they go around the world. So we're just glad of what God gives us the ability to do. I'm doing a teaching thing at 10:30 Monday through Friday, and I'm kind of one of these people. I've been a old-time camp meeting preacher and tent meetings and just run and shout and jump the pews and the whole thing. And this teaching thing's a little different. I'm trying to just focus and teach, because there's so many people out there in the world today that just don't have the knowledge. So the ones of us that's been around full gospel and Pentecost, we don't know how privileged we are. Amen. We need to count our blessings that God brought us and got us up by the bootstrings, as old saying goes, or the picked us up by the pigtails or whatever, and led us to a door of a full gospel church. And amen. I just count my blessing. It's such a privilege to know the full gospel way. But there's a lot of people don't know. Amen. And I'm convinced they're not going to listen to me if I'm hooping and hollering and waving my arms and they can't hear a thing I'm saying. Amen. Now, when it comes like the rain, that's the way it needs to be. Amen. But what we've been trying to focus on here in the what we're doing now, we've been trying to focus on some solid word, some solid gospel. Amen. It didn't go verse and chapter and look it up. Amen. And so I've sort of been letting that be the floor mat of a lot of the services here. Amen. And that's subject to change. Amen. Because I'm just what I am for God. I'm an old-time camp meeting preacher. Amen. And I believe, amen, I believe that which come down the old sawdust trail. They told me when I was 35, 40 years old, they said, you're out of another generation. They said, you're like we, the old-timers that we buried 20 and 30 years ago told me, Brother Gold, you're just like we remember back in the old Brush Harbor days and stuff like that. Well, Hillsville ain't never accepted me that much. If they had, they'd be all the way lined up down there over the bank. Amen. Paul said, amen. I'll get started in a minute. Paul said, you know, he actually believed they would have given him an eye to start with. Amen. And he preached and told them the truth, and they wanted to pluck him out. Amen. I'm telling you, a lot of folks, amen, they've got caught up in this once saved, always saved stuff. This county, this town, it is literally possessed with that doctrine. They can do any sin they want. I've heard them boast, I can lie, cheat, steal, kill, commit adultery. I can do anything I want to, and I'm still going to heaven. Well, you if you repent of it, you can. But I still believe in repentance. I believe in old-fashioned repentance. I believe if I wrong you, I've got to look you in the face and say, I'm sorry. Amen. And I said this at Brother Talmadge's funeral yesterday. You know, a lot of people get this all mixed up. They get mixed up in saying, well, but they'll have to come to me. Well, I'll never go to them. They'll come to me. That, boy, they hurt my feelings. Boy, they'll have to come to me, straighten that up. You know, the Bible says, if your brother have aught against you, who does it say is supposed to go? You. It says you're supposed to go to him. Amen? Go to her or him or whatever it is and say, hey, what's the matter? I feel there's a problem here. You got to take the high road. Amen? And if you take the high road, it'll work. Amen. But anyway, I'm not the most popular person in town, but I probably reach more people in a week's time than all the preachers in the county put together. Amen. because I got a message to carry to the world. And God, when a little 8-year-old boy, God told me, he said, you'll preach to the world. And today we preach in 100 and some countries. Amen. Thank God. Amen. May not listen. The devil fights the home front. And if you looked at the home front, you wouldn't hardly know what's going on worldwide. But because the devil has given us such a ministry around the world. Amen. And he's given us a position around the world to preach the gospel and declare the gospel. I believe that's one of the reasons we have a fight. Amen. It's like Floyd last week. Don't know where his lighting or what got the well pump. I had to put a new well pump in. 2 days later, it got the heat pump system. $3,000 or $4,000 to replace that. We didn't have that money. We don't have it. We got to pray it down. Amen. But the devil fights the gospel with everything he's got. Amen. But you know, I would have maybe thrown in the towel a lot of times on some things. But the devil, it backfired on him. He kept fighting it. And I said, well, if you're going to fight it, devil, that must be what God wants done. Amen. And I learned to get a backup. We used to travel around over the country, and we had one old big generator. And we had to, most places you couldn't get current. Well, you know what had happened every night? Generator quit. Amen. I worked on them and worked on them. Before long, I got me another generator. Amen. Before long, I got me a big diesel generator. Before long, I had me a tractor and trailer with a whole setup inside of it, and you could go up in it, and there was a row of generators all the way down through it with the switches between them, and all you have to do if one quits, you just throw a switch and nothing picked up. I went up under the bellies of my truck and hung generators out from under the bellies of my big road tractors. Everything I had a generator on it. Amen. I could go out in the middle of nowhere and stay from now on, and I didn't have to worry about current because I had a backup, and I dared the devil. I said, devil, I dare you. I dare you to come on my ground. I dare you to mess with me again. I'll go buy a better one. Amen. Let me tell you something. You don't quit because you have opposition. You don't quit because the devil fights. But when the devil fights, you know something's good's coming. Old friend of mine, R.W. Schambach, we used to do big old tent crusades and work togethers. And he preached all over America in big tent crusades. He said, if you don't have no fight, don't have no battle, you don't have no victory. You're going to have a victory. Amen. I believe we got a victory in Jesus' name. I want to, in the next few minutes, I want to preach on the subject. Amen. I want to talk a little bit today about being an overcomer. Amen. And I want to scotch it with some scriptures. Amen. And so that those that are listening, those that are giving ear to it, if they want to write them down, I jotted down here maybe 15, 20 of them here. Amen. We'll take the time and look them up. Amen. Some of them I just remembered off my head, but I sat down a few minutes in between something today, and I jotted down some scriptures, and I want to prove to you beyond any shadow of a doubt that you can be an overcomer. And secondly, I want to share with you some of the things that God's got for the overcomer. Can we pray? Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come at this moment, and we invite you to come and anoint your word, anoint the message today, that God, we can declare the scripture, declare the word of God with the unction and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God, give us power in the word today, and let it touch hearts and souls and lives in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I find, starting out today in 1 John, little book of 1 John, in the 5th chapter of that little book, it says in verse 4 and verse 5, verse 4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. We could almost stop and not use anything else, just use that scripture right there, and it tells us enough. That which is born of God overcometh the world. This is a special class This is a special club. Amen. It's called a believer's club. You can't just accidentally trip into it, or you can't get into it because mom or dad was good Christians, or grandpa, or you had, you know, I had Uncle Paul was a holiness preacher, and I had Uncle Thomas was a holiness preacher. He preached, and they said they wanted to build a barbed wire fence around the pulpit because they wanted to try to keep him fenced in. But he'd been an old drunkard, and God had saved him, and he'd become an overcomer, and but he preached. I remember as a little boy, I would lay under the front row of the church right there in the seat, and I would lay there to keep them getting stepped on while people were shouting and praising and glorifying God. Amen. But that didn't merit not one thing for me. My mom and dad took me to church, and they come a day as a young man, I realized that I was lost. I couldn't go because of mama or dad or grandma or grandpa. I couldn't go because Uncle Paul or Uncle Thomas, even though they were powerful Pentecostal preachers, I couldn't go because of that. I had to have an experience with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And I become born of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. We have to be born again by the Spirit of God, and through doing that, He gives us the power to overcome. Amen. I mean, it's within us. A lot of people never go to church, and this is what happens a lot of time. The parables explain and tell us how a lot of people, they get the word, but there's no water, there's no fertile soil. How do you get fertile soil? By the word of God. Amen. How do you get it watered? By the word of God. Amen. Taking in the word of God. Taking in wisdom. God says His people faint. They literally go under because of the lack of knowledge, lack of wisdom. Amen. And we have to seek God's face for God to reveal to us. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. This thing is not just a stroll through the park. We fight against spiritual warfare. We fight against spiritual weaknesses in high places. We've got the devil at loose on every hand. And we've got to have the wisdom and the knowledge that only comes through God and His Spirit and His Word. We've got to have that, amen, to be an overcomer, amen. And so as we are now born of God, we begin to take in the understanding of God, amen, then we're going to overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, God said if we had faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, we could move the mountain. We could say the mountain be moved off into the sea. Songwriter written that song and said, don't take a lot of faith, just use what you got. A lot of truth in that. Amen. He that cometh to God must believe that God is, and God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You got to believe God can do it. Amen. Suzanne sang a song, and I'll try to get her to sing it Saturday night. She sang a song. Amen. The other service, amen, about putting it in God's hand. Amen. That song touched me, and it's just a powerful song. Amen. And she's been in this thing a long time, and she'll tell you, it's not a walk in the park. Amen. It's not an easy stroll. It's a battle. But the victory's sweet. Amen. Glory to God. I said the victory's sweet. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I've come too far to let the devil, amen, win. I've come too far to let the devil have the upper hand. Amen. I've come too far to give up now. If the any given going to be, it's going to be the devil. Because I read the book. We're going to walk on him. Amen. We get to see. Amen. We get to see. We get to hear Gabriel blow that trumpet. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We get to see old Satan bound, thrown in a pit. Amen. For 1,000 years, and we won't have no tempter then. You talk about church. Amen. I told somebody, the devil, when we got this church and started service this year, I said the devil probably loosed two or three legions of demons. Said go down there and try to hinder those folks, try to shut them down. He don't have nothing to stop us with. He don't have nothing to shut us down with. So we've got to try to hinder us every way he can. But that just makes us stronger. Amen? Because we see God move. And we're overcomers through the blood. We're overcomers with the power of God. And even through our faith, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Yes, it takes faith to overcome. It takes faith to have the victory. It takes believing in God. Amen. My God's never failed me yet. Amen. And I'm going to put this thing in God's hand. I put that station over in Florida. Me and my wife was at this week. We're going to put it in God's hands. Amen. It's been a thorn in the flesh. It's been a something that the devil has literally cost. It's cost us close to $200,000 in money that we could have used somewhere else. And I hope we've won enough souls in Floyd County. If we've won one, it's worth it. But, amen, I believe that the money could be spent more wisely in other areas. But anyway, I feel by the Spirit of God, I'm not to make a move on it. I'm to put it in God's hands. Amen. We had that warehouse building and we sought God. It was a burden. It was breaking her back. We had that station in Florida was breaking her back. And we had all those things. And God come along and sent a man just out of the clear to call me and say, I'll buy that old warehouse. Amen. We wouldn't even use it. It was at the point we needed to just get rid of it. Amen. And so that's what the Lord did. He did it. I didn't do it. He did it. Amen. So we just put that situation in Floyd. Men and wife said we're going to put it in God's hands. Amen. Glory to God. A lot of time you got to take the things in your life, the things that are coming against you, the battles are coming against you. You know, you just got to put them in God's hand and say, I've got the victory. Amen. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I've seen two preachers fight for years. One of them said, you got to claim it where you got it or not. And the other said, if you claim it and ain't got it, you lie. Well, he didn't know the definition of faith. Faith is saying, I know it's mine because the word said it's mine. Bible tells us to claim. That means to say it's mine. Healing, the Bible said, is the children's bread. I hear people say, well, if it be God's will, heal me. Well, find out for sure. It's God's will. Now, if it's a sickness unto death, we realized with Brother Talmadge the other day, we realized that his sickness was unto death. We realized that God was not going to restore him. It was his time. Now, our prayers switch from saying, Lord, heal him, to Lord, come and get him. It's his time to go. Amen. And at 83 years old, he'd preached for 30 years or more. And Lord, seeing that his mind was going and he didn't want to be left here as a vegetable. God didn't want to leave him here as a vegetable. And so God called him home. Amen. We didn't have to pray if it be God's will. We got God's will and hung to that. Amen. And then when we realize that, hey, this is, the Bible says there's a sickness unto death. Amen. He's going to heal. By his stripes, we were healed. He's going to heal many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver us out of them all. Not some of them, not part of them, but all of them. Get a quickening touch from God. I believe in the quickening power of God. Amen. It comes, I mean, it quickens in your spirit. Moves things kind of around inside of you. Amen. As Sister Barbara says, amen. It gives you that unction to say, charge, amen, in the name of Jesus. And God gives us the power to be healed. But there are sicknesses that is a sickness unto death. We as Christians, we've got to learn to know the difference. We got to learn to have the wisdom to be able to understand these things and to hear from God. He said his sheep know his voice. A stranger they will not follow. You can know the voice of God. You can hear from God. Amen. But if you silence God, and I could go that way and preach 30 minutes that way, but I'm going to leave that alone for a minute. But I will say, if you silence God by not being obedient to the things the instruction tells you, then you silence the voice of God. Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2 said, your sin and your iniquities, you separate. So there's things that we can do that will separate us from God's voice and the ability to act and respond on it. Amen. Verse 5, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? What do we got to believe to get saved? Must believe. Amen. We must believe in our hearts, confess with the mouth that God has raised him from the dead, that he is the Christ. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord, the perpetuation of sin. He is the price paid for sin. And so believing that, we become overcomers. Amen. Then I want to look over in Revelations for a few minutes. And we just throw this in for good measure. This, the Word of God gives us in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 scriptures here. And I think I'm going to take the time to read them. Amen. I think they're important. Amen. He gives us spiritual food in Revelations 2 and 7. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, Adam and Eve, they done us a great injustice. But through the second Adam, amen, the first Adam, it was taken away. But through the second Adam, it's been restored. And we're going to be able to go and eat from that tree of life, according to promises of God. Amen. Then he said, we're going to have a new name in Revelation 17. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna and give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that receiveth is it. Amen. That's a promise to the overcometh. He gives us authority according to the Word of God. In Revelations 2 and 26, and he that overcometh and he that keepeth my works unto the end. You know, the Bible said, he that endureth the end shall be saved. Amen. You don't want to believe in that hypocrisies and lies that go around and said, well, you don't have to work. God's already saved you. Amen. That's what they say. Well, y'all folks trying to work your way in. No, I'm going in by grace. Amen. But if you believe that the works don't have nothing to do with it, and you go out here and lollygag around on God and don't do squat and go back to sinning and everything else, and if that doctrine people believe, if they're wrong, they're in hell. If you and I that believe it takes works and righteous living along with grace, amen, then if so be it, if grace was all we needed and we didn't have to work, amen, but we kept the Word of God and we worked and we get there, guess what? We get to go in. Amen. I'll take that side. Amen. I'll take that side. I'll take the side of obeying God. Amen. We got authority. Amen. Glory to God. And he that overcometh and he that keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give authority over the nations. Amen. Sister Barbara, you may be over some country when we come back here for that 1,000-year reign. Amen. You know, you don't know. Amen. Sandy over there, some of them countries over there, she's worked with those ministers. She may be over some of those countries. Amen. He gonna give us authority and put us over the nations. And I like this one. He's going to give us a robe of righteousness. The Bible said all of our righteousness is filthy rags. So our righteousness ain't going to cut it. But we're going to have his righteousness. In Hebrews 5 and Hebrews 3 and 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before the angels. According to the word, there are going to be some that their name is blotted out. They had the opportunity to be saved. They had the opportunity to live for God, but they didn't do it. The Bible says their names, a book's going to be open, and another book's going to be open, which is the Lamb's Book of Life, and their name's going to be jotted, that's been put in there. It's going to be put out. It's going to be stricken out. But he said, to he that overcometh, he's not going to blot your name out. Seems like we need to be overcomers, church. Amen. We need to be a part of the overcomers. Amen. He's going to be a memorial pillar. Revelation 3 and 12, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. People talk about, you know, we're going to heaven. Well, we're going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That part is right. But actually, the New Jerusalem is going to come to us. Amen. After that millennial reign, that thousand-year millennial reign, and Satan is loose for a season, and this time he's going to be put in the bottomless pit forever and ever and ever, and all those that forsake God and all those that transgress against God and all those that fail to overcome is going to be turned into hell. And that's not popular, but that's the word. And they're going to be turned into a place called hell. And then that holy city, New Jerusalem, is going to come down. And I believe this, and I've been studying the word for about a lifetime, ever since a kid. Don't claim to know it all, but I'm glad he's given me a few things to think about. I believe, according to the word of God, that God is going to renovate this old earth. All the elements of man is going to be burned up. And fire purifies. And he's going to purify this world and get rid of man's trash off of it. And when he gets rid of man's trash off, he's going to purify it. And then he's going to restore it back to the garden that it originally was. And what's he going to do with it? He's going to park it right at the end of the streets of gold. And we're going to come right off the end of the streets of gold and walk out in the garden. Woo! Talk about a time. That's going to be a time. Amen. That's what the word tells us. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In Revelation 3 and 21, it's an enthronement. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. We become a part of his, and we get into, and I could spend an hour or two preaching on our heritage, amen, and who we are in God in Christ, amen, but we're going to sit with him in his throne, amen. Then in Revelations 21 and 7, an eternal inheritance. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Amen. We got something to shout about, church. We've got something to shout about. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Then if we look to Revelations 12, in Revelations 12 and 11. I mentioned this earlier in the first part of a reading about overcoming with the blood, but I want to scotch it with the scripture. The Bible says in Revelations 12 and 11, And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives, amen, unto death. He that seeks to save his life will lose it. And that which, if we just lose it to God, we just give it to God, we're going to save it. Amen. He's going to save it. But they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. It takes the blood, but it takes our confession. Amen. I don't say I hope. I say I know. For the Bible said, if we had only hope of all men, we'd be most miserable. I know I shall be victorious. I know I shall accomplish the things wherein God has given me to do. Because what he tells you and gives you to do, he will give you an anointing to do it. And you know, we a lot of time, when I first got in this thing, I didn't exactly understand what he meant, but you, in your patience possess you your souls. You know, when we're kids, you know how we was. We wanted a candy bar and we said, I'll get you one directly. I know I want it now. I want it now. Gimme, 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 gimme. We're like that with God a lot of time. We're just like little children. We want it all right now. We want it all right now. God grants it to us a lot of time when we got enough wisdom to know what to do with it. Some of the things that God's given me, if he'd have given to me in the first few years of my ministry, I'd have been like a lot of other ministers. I got a big head and wouldn't been worth 2 cents. Paul, somebody said, well, his thorn in the flesh was bad eyesight. Maybe it was, but I don't think so. You know what I think his thorn in the flesh was? Every time he went to do something, the devil hit him. Every time they went to do something, the devil buffeted him. Amen. It kept him humble. It keeps you on your knees. You want to know why I feel that the devil's fought me every way of my ministry for, 45 years of ministry? You know why he's fought me every inch of it? He knew we'd plant churches all over the world. He knew we'd send missionaries to every country in the world. He knew we'd raise up colleges and school. And he started fighting and buffeting. It keep you humble. Amen. Keep you praying. It'll keep you where you need to be with God. Amen. Glory to God. And then in Revelations, amen, well, we covered that when the blood, the testimony, we got to be able to speak it and declare it. Amen. We can delight ourselves in the Lord and decree a thing, and it'll be established unto us. The key to it is delighting yourself in the Lord. Lord asks you to do something. You say, Lord, I'll be delighted to. Lord, give you something to do. Lord, I'll be delighted to. And then when you decree something, Lord, I need that miracle. God say, I'll be delighted to. Amen. If your delight is in him, his delight will be in you. Amen. Glory to God. I get excited. Amen. All right, in 1 John, we're going to finish up here just in a minute. In 1 John, in chapter 2 and verse 13. Now, I got a problem here because I got another hour I could preach on a couple of these scriptures, so I'll have to watch. I write unto you, fathers, verse 13 of chapter 2 out of 1 John. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. Amen. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. Verse 14, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you, and you overcome the wicked one. Amen. And it goes on to say, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Boy, that there gets us where it's at. Amen. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You got to choose. You can't serve God and the devil. You got to choose which one you want. I'm sorry, but that's what the word says. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passes away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. Back to those promises to the overcomer, the man that overcomes, the man that resists the wicked one, the man that's not controlled by the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, the pride of life. That man, that woman, that person that overcomes is going to abide forever. Amen. That's a promise of God. Amen. Then if I could close, amen, back in the same section of the Bible we started out in, I'm going to go back to 1 John in the 4th chapter and in verse 4, amen. Good a place to start, down through verse 6. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I mean, that's a consolation. Amen. That little servant of the man of God, he said, man, what we're going to do, Master? Everywhere he looked, he seen them camped about him. And when he said to the man of God just said, send the Lord, open his eyes. He's seeing through carnal eyes, see through spiritual eyes. And he prayed that he opened his eyes and he looked around, and last you know, all around, everywhere he looked, there was a heavenly host and all the host of God and all those angels was gathered around. And I like what the man of God said. He said, that be with us is more than that be with them. Remember, when you go out and the devil is buffing you and he's being the thorn in your flesh and he's coming at you to every side, look at him and say, boo, devil. That's with me is more than that's with you, because greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. Christ is in us. God is in us. The devil's in the world. We are overcomers in Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 5. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. I said this to somebody the other day, and they got plumb whopsided on me. I said, Carroll County in Hillsville, if you come and you're a $3 bill, they'll pack around you by the hundreds. I'd take you to show you some churches that's full, that's rotten to the core. That they got counterfeits for preachers, they got preachers that's living in sin and a mockery of the kingdom of God and the word of God. And they eat them up. I told my wife sometime several years ago, I went over to this one group, and boy, they had a little event, and almost half the county come. And I asked God, I said, God, what's going on here? He said, they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Amen. He said, they don't have my power. They have a form. Amen. They have a ritual. They have a mockery, but they don't have the true power of God, the true Holy Ghost of God. And every time they have an event, they pack it out. They can't even get them in their building. Amen. Out here, ways, a little ways, not right here in immediate area. Why? Here's why. Amen. For they that are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. I mean, you know, I listen to my wife. She invites people and tells people about church. I've watched this one person. Called her a little bit before church today, and she tells him every time when church is. He called her and said, what you doing? She said, getting ready to have church. He didn't know it was oblivious to him. She told him again, and she said, this is where you need to be. We're in the house of God at 2 o'clock today. He'll call her back in a day or two, and he won't know a thing about it. You know. People that's not of God, that have not chosen God, they don't hear the things of God. Amen. That's the reason I say to God, and I say, God, but I've told him, and I've told him, and told him. And you know what God told me? He said, tell him again. Tell him again. The preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but unto those that are saved is the power of God unto salvation. We know what it's about. But buddy, those that don't believe it, they think it's crazy. They say a bunch of religious fanatics. They go, we say we got a slaughterhouse religion. Somebody got to drag blood and shed blood. They don't understand it, but there'll come a day that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Can't get your tickets at the door. You got to get them ahead of time. Buddy, they'll be the biggest prayer meeting that's ever been in eternity in the pits of hell 1 minute after the trumpet sounds. Buddy, they'll be squalling and crying and a begging and a pleading, but it'll be one day too late. We need to fix it. We need to get right. We need to be an overcomer while we got time. Verse 6, I'm going to close. We're of God. He that overcometh, amen. That's who that's going to receive this. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Whereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We know, amen. We today know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. If you have the spirit of truth, you're going to receive. If you don't have it, you're not going to receive. Amen. Could we bow our heads and pray? Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, the only name under heaven's skies, we can be saved. We thank you for the opportunity to preach your word and minister your word. We thank you for the power and the anointing of the word of God. We thank you, Lord, that we're saved by grace. And God, those who receive this message that need a touch, let them call upon you. Let them receive and let them be overcomers. God grant it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.